6:13, your time. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill, live and local tonight, especially live this evening, because we have got a special guest in the studio. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m., you can head to Cat's Cradle Backroom for what is going to be a fantastic show, an album release show for a great local band, Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghosts. They got a new album out called No Voice to the Wicked. It's fantastic, and the show tomorrow night is going to be really good as well with Heat Preacher and the Yardarm there. We've got Dave Hedeman and Justin Boland from the Gone Ghosts here in the studio tonight to play a couple of songs and chat about the album. Guys, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So let's hear some music. What are we going to hear first?
This is a tune that I wrote for my pop. It's called Not Coming Back. It's the first song on the record.
Go for it.
This time I'm not coming back.
Awesome. You're listening to Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghost. The new album is No Voice to the Wicked, out tomorrow with an album release show at Cat's Cradle Backroom. More from the band, including more music, when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. 6:21, your time. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill. Joined tonight by Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghost. Dave and Justin from the band here in the studio. TheGoneGhost.com is their website. The new album out this week is called No Voice to the Wicked, and there's an album release show tomorrow night, Friday at 8 p.m. at Cat's Cradle Backroom. It's going to be a great show with three great bands on the bill. Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghost leading the way, of course, and Heat Preacher and the Yardarm, who you've already heard earlier this hour, also playing tomorrow night at the back room. So head to Carborough and check that out. Guys, thank you so much for being with us tonight. How's it going?
It's going great.
Thank you. We're going too great.
Yeah. Album is out tomorrow, right, officially?
Tomorrow morning, if all goes well.
You gotta like,
feel real. Yeah.
What constitutes the album coming out? Does it show up on streaming services?
Yeah,
like, what is it?
I think it's slated to show up on Spotify and Apple Music and maybe even TikTok this round. I think that's a new sort of offering so people can make as many.
Probably Amazon too, right?
Yeah. Amazon. Yeah. There's like tons of them that'll be out. But yeah.
So are you getting online tomorrow morning at like 9 o'clock or whatever, and just like hitting refresh until
I'll probably go on at midnight tonight just to make sure that it's all on, so I can do some panic adjustments. And if not, we'll just go onward and figure it all out in the background.
So tell us about the album. The song you just played is already out as a single. I love that song.
Yeah.
There's a couple others that are already out as singles. They're all just universally fantastic. So I'm excited about hearing the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's took a lot longer than we had planned for both good and bad reasons, obviously. But we started back in probably 2018, 2019, recording and writing the songs, and then the pandemic happened and kind of shut down that. So we had to wait a while to figure out how to finish recording, and which was good because it allowed us to write some other songs in between. And, I started actually playing piano a lot more during the pandemic. So I came back in and was like, hey, guys, I wrote these like five new songs that I'd like to try to get on the record. Mm-hmm. So we probably recorded like 20 songs and then knocked it down to 10 that we felt like were working the best. And they range from all sorts of topics from the past, love and loss and
awesome.
Yeah.
Some of those songs that you wrote before the pandemic, do you notice any of them like hitting differently now, given the last couple of years? Because you notice that about like every so often you'll hear a song that's like, man, that lyric sounds different now.
I know at least a couple of them.
Yeah.
The final product that's going to be on the album is totally different from what we originally recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, subject matter wise, with all that's going on, politically, I think there were some politically motivated songs where it was sort of a foreshadowing, and now
right.
it's becoming more realized, and it's a little scary.
Historical retrospective at this point.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. But everything else, I try to write songs that I think people can relate to. I try to, mask them in my own experience, but I, leave it up for the audience to kind of see if they can relate to.
What was the recording process like?
It was actually really good. We went into Night Sounds and recorded with our friends Chris. We actually started rehearsing there, and Chris Wimberly was like, I really would love to record you guys. Mm-hmm. And just been like a super supportive of the band. So we would go in like fits and spurts. We would, I think, go in a weekend and do like drums and bass and get those down. And then we just kept going back doing overdubs and listening. And so the time actually helped because it allowed you to kind of sit with something for a good amount of time and then be like, I hate that. Let's go redo that again. So it was good,
versus being a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the final product ended up being better. It was just a long, drawn out process.
Yeah.
And then I sent it up to my buddy, Tony Alani, who did some records for my other band, The Vagabond Union, to mix and produce it with me and, add some extra parts and extra love to it. And it just sounds big now, like big drums sound fat, and the guitars are awesome. So it's It's cool.
I also love Chris Wimberly, like just in general, yeah, and the work
Chris,
that they do.
Yeah.
I hope he is. Because like I listen to a lot of local music just for this show, and I know now every time I find something that was recorded by Chris at Night Sound, it's going to be worth listening to.
Yeah.
Like, just, mm-hmm. there's no exception to that ever.
Yeah, he's such a champion of the local community. Mm-hmm. And he's set up in a way, too, where it's, you know, he sets up an affordable system for you to kind of work in there, and he's super accommodating and, like, likes to experiment with stuff and takes a lot of love and care. So he's great to work with and just a good dude.
So tell us your story, because this is a, like, your story goes back a long ways, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to do the math, because I'm terrible at it, but I think it's around, you know, 28, 29 years, you know, I've been playing in bands probably since I was 19. It was one of the first time I made my first record, although it was a dumpster fire looking back. But yeah, I was in a band called Puddle Duck out of Richmond, Virginia, and we toured up and down the East Coast for about 6 years. We had a 23-foot RV and a trailer, and we just hit Florida to New York and a little bit, you know, east of the Mississippi. A lot of college towns. We had a really good following. I think we had maybe like 10,000 people on our mailing list. And, you know, we opened up for Little Feet and the Marshall Tucker Band and Blue Oyster Cult and all these Jerry Garcia band. Post-Jerry Garcia was one of them. And then all the regional bands that were playing around, like Carbon Leaf and came up with us and Pat McGee. And I keep saying these names and people probably have no idea who I'm talking about, but it was whatever the scene was in the mid-90s to 2000. And then I took like a 10-year hiatus off of playing music, moved to Florida for a job, and Florida was, you know, didn't have really the music scene that I knew. It had a great punk scene, but not, you know, not the sort of Americana sort of roots rock scene. And then on the way home, moving here for the first time about 13, 14 years ago, I ran into Jason Isbell at a show in Charleston. And, you know, I was sort of a super fan a little bit. So I, you know, was geeking out a little bit that I was seeing him play and there was maybe 20 people, which I couldn't understand why. But it was a little acoustic show with his first guitar player. And so after his set, I just got to talking to him. And I was just trying to relate to him on some level. And I was like, oh, I used to be a musician. He was like, still are, man. He's got to get back at it. And I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. Like, it was a really simple bit of advice, but when I got back here, I got my old band Puddle Duck back together, and we started playing. We did a reunion show, and then I started another band, the Vagabond Union, and that was, you know, played for a few years, and then recently, the Gone Ghost back in 18 is when we started, and we've just been kind of cruising along through Chapel Hill and the Triangle scene.
Do you know if Jason knows that?
I don't know. I mean, he may be, you know, I'm maybe on a stalker list at this point.
Watch out for the
Gone hashtag Ghost Scouts. Hashtag at Jason Isbell. No, I don't know that he knows that or not. But he's just, you know, as you know, I follow him on Twitter and just his interactions with, he's just a good, funny, you know, poignant sort of person. So I think he's just that kind to everyone he encounters, which is,
make him happy.
Yeah. Justin, how did you come in the band?
I came up kind of playing in churches. I played in a lot of churches, and that's kind of how I met our bass player, Dylan. Mm. And at some point, whenever Dave moved into this area and decided he wanted to put a band together here, Dylan was like, I know this guy, Justin. I bet he'd want to do it. And, you know, they kept me around all this time, which is crazy.
Probably a good choice.
I remember our first gig together was we did like an open mic at the station.
Yeah.
Which I guess it's not really a gig, but like it was our first time playing in front of people together. It was a, you know, open mic at the station.
Yeah.
On a Monday night.
Yeah, the band goes back further than 18, but it wasn't really called a thing. It was just like we were like a pickup band.
I don't know what year that was.
Yeah.
I want to get a list of all of the bands that started at station open mic nights, because I bet that's a pretty good list.
Yeah, it is. That was a good place.
It was such hot scene. Like when I first moved here, that's also what got me back into it, is the open mic scene. And Jim Smith, who was the owner there, was just such a great MC. And like I got up and did some acoustic songs thinking I was awful. And he was just like, man, you're really good. You know, you should keep coming here. And then like little by little, he started learning my songs and would jump up on stage and play with me. And then other guys.
I remember seeing Jim play with the Vagabonds.
Yeah. And so it was just such a great little community. And all my musician friends I met through
through those early days at the station.
And speaking with Dave Hedman, Justin Boland. Dave Hedman and the Gone Ghosts is the band. The album's out tomorrow. Show at the Cat's Cradle Backroom tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Let's hear another song. What's next?
Yeah, we're going to do Cannonball. This was the first single we released back in December.
Go for it. love it. There is a lot more where that came from on the new album, No Voice to the Wicked. We're here with Dave Hedman and the Gone Ghosts. Album out tomorrow. Show at Cat's Cradle Backroom tomorrow night. More from the band when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Time is 6:37. Aaron Kick here with you live at 97.9 The Hill Studios. Joined tonight by Dave Hedman and the Gone Ghosts. Dave and Justin Boland from the band here in the studio. TheGoneGhosts.com is their website. Go there, find out more. The new album is called No Voice to the Wicked. It's out tomorrow. And the album release show is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at Cat's Cradle Backroom, along with Heat Preacher and the Yardarm. Cat'sCradle.com for tickets and more info. And I think that's all the logistics, but what else should people know?
Yeah, no, it's going to be, I think, we have a couple guests that are going to pop in. We won't give any secrets away, but we're hoping to have a good night and just make it a big party.
Yeah.
and be a little loose, not too serious.
Yeah. Yeah, like you and Heat Preacher and the Yardarm all together. Like, I love all three of those bands, so it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, what's great about those bands too is, you know, Yardarm was one of the first bands we actually linked up with when we started as a band, because we were like, oh, we're kind of similar. I bet we would do good, you know, as a package together. And then the Heat Preacher guys I've known from the station days. So Rob DeMauro, who's, you know, an amazing drummer who plays with everyone, and Hugh Suazo, who, you know, is probably one of the best guitar players in the area. And then we just met, you know, JD and Nick, you know, from their sort of side projects and through friends. And we just all became friends, too. And that's what we wanted. We just wanted, like, a show with all of our friends that we, you know, hang out with and have played with before and that sort of stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. And then what else is coming up?
We're not much right now. I think we're doing, this was kind of the big thing to lead up to, and then I think we're going to take July off and go on vacations and kind of chill and that sort of thing. I think back in August.
Plan another attack.
Yeah, I think we're doing another show with the Yardarm maybe in late August, and then music festival, and then my band Puddle Duck is doing a reunion in Richmond, and that will probably be a giant sort of sold out sort of thing. Last time we played, the venue ran out of alcohol. And someone was like, I know some things were bad when Larry was drinking a Zima. So,
is that like, that might be the peak of rock stardom right there, when you run like ranking right above or right below Weird Al doing a parody of your song is you do a show that they run out of alcohol.
Yeah. It was, I don't think the venue knew what was coming when we decided to do that reunion. So we're doing it again. That'll be fun. And we're going to open up. So I'll have double duty that night singing for Gone Ghost in this band, and then, you know, we'll plan to, you know, just round out the year and maybe Charlotte again and Wilmington and whoever will have us.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Again, thegoneghost.com is the website. Go there, find out more. The album is No Voice to the Wicked. Is that off of a song?
Yeah, it's from the song Everlasting Arms. It's just a line in the song, and we were looking for a song title, and I was just like, you know, kept throwing out names of the album, and I'm like, what about No Voice to the Wicked?
It's a good title.
It seemed really poignant for the time we were going through, too, and it was right around the January 6th thing, even though that's not what the song is about, but it just sort of took
on. I think we had originally said, give no voice to the wicked, and then we were like, oh, it'd sound better, just no voice to the wicked.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Awesome. Again, that's the album. It's out tomorrow. Show at Cat's Cradle Backroom tomorrow night at 8, catscradle.com for tickets and more information. Let's hear one more song. What's next?
Yeah, we're going to do Far Away. This is the third song on the record, and it was the second pre-release song that we put out about a month ago, just trying to wet people's whistles.
Go for it.
To hear him. As I walk these streets, time stares back at me, and all these ghosts I see in my mind, and all my roughneck friends have all met roughneck ends, too close to the edge, and got left behind. My hopes and dreams burn like gasoline from all this pain I've seen in my life. This town's killing me, and it's
set me free tonight. Far away now from my heart, far away I'll make my start. Far away from here, we can both disappear. Far away from here tonight. Trying to hold on, but my love has gone. Time keeps passing on, yet passing me by. And I am lost at sea. You went away from me, but it's getting hard to see through these tears that I cry. Far away now from my heart, far away I'll make my start. Far away from here, there shall be no more tears. Far away. Yeah, far from this
is Dave Hedeman and the Gone Ghosts. The album is No Voice to the Wicked, out tomorrow. The album release show is tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Cat's Cradle Backroom, Heat Preacher, and the Yardarm also there, plus other soon-to-be-named special guests. So head to catscradle.com and get tickets for that today. It's going to be a fantastic show, and get more info on the band at thegoneghosts.com. Dave, Justin, thank you so much. This
thank
is fantastic.
You, Aaron.
Thank
you so much.
Love
for having us,
man.
It's amazing.